Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Basar Achol Shishi B'Zecher Refayin Josiv Gahagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Vav tells us Hakosiv K'sevis Kaka, one who gets a tattoo. That's the vernacular getting a tattoo, but more specifically, this is called a writing of etching. Likakea means to scratch or to etch or to cut into the skin, and that's what was done. They would take a knife and cut it into the skin in the shape of a letter, and then writing means pouring some sort of ink in it. So now scratching has ink in it, which will remain. And now you have a tattoo. And the Mishnah further clarifies, Kosav le'kiyaka, if a person just wrote on their skin with ink, but they didn't etch it in, they didn't cut it, or kiyaka le'kosav, they just cut themselves, but they didn't fill it in with ink, ain't a chayav, they're not chayav. Ad sheyichtov v'kakeya, they have to not only write, but also scratch, cut it in with a knife, and also it has to be filled in, b'diyai, with black ink, u'b'chol, or with blue ink, u'b'chol davashu roishem, or with anything that's going to leave a lasting impression, meaning it's not going to wash off when you take a shower, it's going to stay there forever. That's the issur of getting a tattoo. He says, a person's only chayv if he writes the name, which means he has to write the name of an avodah zarah. He has to tattoo that into his skin. Because the pasuk says, ani Hashem, implying that the isser is bringing some other entity, some other god, in with Hashem. A person is Hashem, he has Hashem with him, and tattooing another god in avodah zarah is the isser. But we do not pasuk like this. Halach is not like Reb Shimon, and any tattoo is a isser that would be mechayv malchus. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now discussing a nazir. We know that a nazir is a person who's not only not allowed to cut their hair, they're also not allowed to drink wine or have any grape products, and they're also not allowed to become tamei meis. So Mishnah tells us, Nazir shayashay se yayin kol yayim, even if a Nazir is drinking wine all day long, ain't a chayv al achaz, he's only chayv one set of malchus, because he was only warned once by Edim, don't drink wine. So even though he drank many shiurim, many revios of wine, he's only chayv one set of malchus. However, Amrulai, if people told him, al tishta, they continued warning him, don't drink, and v'hushay se, he keeps on drinking after every time they warned him, he's chayv a separate lav, which means a separate set of malchus for every single time they warned him, and he drank. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches, continue to discuss a Nazir, and on to Mishnah Tes, with other Yisurim, what is going to be chayv malchus for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.